see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Test. Welcome, family, to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Ooh, I got a hot one for you tonight, family. I'm going to complete tonight. I'm going to start it right off about what a Christian can do. Solutions, man, solutions. Halloween. Perverse spirit. So forth. What can a Christian do? Now, tomorrow, you know, tomorrow's broadcast, 4 to 6. I've been talking about the psychic designs, the physical designs on the children and parental designs in the past few days. And I'll talk tomorrow about masturbation. I know that's a touchy subject. What else is new about from a Christian point of view? And I have to tell you about these things. People don't want to listen. They don't have to, but God takes these things serious. I mean, gosh, you know, and destroying these curses and designs. We're going to talk about that tomorrow and actually tonight also along the same lines. And being set free, solutions, ministering to the homosexual. It'll be a fairly controversial class tomorrow, broadcast tomorrow. Oh boy, and probably tonight too, I guess. I'm a little befuddled right now because this is moving faster than I anticipated, even for me. I'll tell you why. I'm gonna dedicate the broadcast right now, and I'm gonna tell you some things that I just discovered that this thing is moving so fast. if you're not, you better sit down on this one. When I dedicate the broadcast, I got to tell you something. You better sit down because they have made a major victory. Not good, but it's what I've been warning people about. They have accomplished it. I discovered it just a few minutes ago. So if you ain't sitting down, you better sit down. Anyway, I'll dedicate the broadcast. And, oh, man, let's get going. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, for your, Father, the opportunity we have to come together and have a broadcast and Bible study. Lord, we pray, Father, that you'll spread your Holy Spirit out and give an awakening to this country, an awakening to this world that's approaching those end times. Father, we see them coming in this direction like a train. And Lord, we pray you'll open up eyes for those. You'll open up eyes, Lord, for people that, Lord, aren't seeing what's going on, that you'll open up their eyes, give them wisdom and discernment. And Father, give us many opportunities to witness to others soon. And Father, those that's holding tight to these religions and this false religions, the false teachings that's going on today, Lord, to touch individual hearts and souls, Lord, that they'll be brought to an understanding of the true word of gospel, the true word of God in the gospel of Jesus Christ in the King James Bible, Lord, because there's so much deception going on today. Lord, we call upon you to look after those children and protect them, Lord, because they're being targeted bad. And Lord, in these so-called holidays that's coming up, Lord, those that's already under captivity, that, Lord, you find a way for them to escape and Lord, to bring help, or to, Father, to give them comfort in their time of troubles now. And Father, to give comfort to the families that's missing their loved ones. Lord, you know what to do. Lord, we pray for this resolution. We pray, Father, for the opportunities that you're going to give us to be able to bring out the divine word. Give us the words to speak. Guide our hearts and keep us protected and keep us away from temptation. And Father, keep us away from being attacked from the outside. We pray, Lord, you touch our hearts. Give us calm in a time of when we need it. The courage that we have to speak up. And Father, when the time comes that we'll stand tall in the adversity that's yet to follow. Father, we pray against these holidays. We pray against the fallen angels. I pray against this one named Sananda Emmanuel. Lord, I pray against the coming Antichrist. But I pray for the return of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray against all this technology that they're using. And I pray, Lord, for the moving of missionaries, the protection of missionaries, the spreading of your holy word. And Lord, we pray for those warring angels to come down, Lord, and give us protection. But Lord, to strip away the protection of the Wicca, of the Satanists, at the high-level Masonic orders, and all these secret societies, you strip away the protection, Lord, so that, Father, the Holy Spirit can bind it to their hearts for those that you know can you can use to bring others to Jesus. But, Father, we need that awakening. We need that Holy Spirit to come down to spread and anoint. Father, it be in your time and your will. That's why we pray, Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, two things came up a little while ago. Big surprise, sort of. Well, actually, it shouldn't be. One of them that came up, it's just something that I've been warning about. is now taking place. And I can tell by the article titles and that people are starting to get the hint. What is it? Well, the title of the article is The Creationist, quote, freak out over the Pope's evolution speech has begun. Now, for those of my regular listeners, you know what that means. It means the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church. Re-spiritualization, as I've said many times before, is the return of the Roman Catholic Church to its pagan roots, to its pantheism, which it was at always. And that's why the holidays are where they are. It goes along with the broadcasting. And these are facts, family. Doggone it, these are facts. These are not opinions, I'm telling you. That the Roman Catholic Church and religion, the basis of it, is pagan. But God still uses what Satan thinks he's got control of. God uses it for the good. But those that follow the evil will fall away. It's a kind of like a tree, the tree of knowledge, good and evil, and the tree of life. It's the same kind of idea, but those trees were real. And our choice is real. It's real. But today it's more complex than it was back in Adam and Eve's day. A little more complex. So he really had a tree there. He didn't have the signs and music and politics and all that in the Garden of Eden. So what was he going to use? He used trees. He used a fruit of some kind that's probably even extinct by now, by then or whatever. That's all he had. And he used it. And he called it the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of that tree. That tree led them to 3:22, Genesis 3:22, to have eternal life through the tree of life. And eat this tree of knowledge, good and evil. Man, you're a God. Hello. I'm eternal, and I have all this knowledge. I am a God. Isn't that what's going on today? Well, you're not a God. And guess who controls eternal life? He does. Guess who can take it away? He can. And he did. You know, hello. You know, what's going on here? Satan, remember when the demon said, are you here, Jesus Christ, before our time? Jesus, Son of God. Are you here before our time? They know their time's coming. So it's a scorched earth policy here. They don't care. They have nothing to lose. So they want you dead. You understand? This is what's really going on. It's not Obama. It's not Bush, it's not Iraq War, it's not World War III, it's not Ebola, it's not none of that stuff. All that's just distraction, stuff they're going to do. It's all temporary anyway. I look at the bigger picture. All that stuff is temporary. Walt Disney, TV, movies, soap operas, education, all this stuff. And it can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Nobody's listening. People are starting to. They're starting to, but they got that trigger word. You mentioned something about the country. I don't talk to you. Something about their political party. I'm a Republican. I don't want to talk. I'm done talking. Or they're a Mormon. I'm a Mormon, and I don't want to talk anymore. And they forget everything you've said the past hour. Because that trigger word cuts them off, and it's been planted in our brains since the day we went to school, the first grade. That trigger word, take sides. Don't connect the dots. Okay, well. So the re-spiritualization is simply the Catholic Church going back to its original roots. Bill Cooper talks about this a lot, or did, well, you know. But he didn't talk about the re-spiritualization. I'm telling you about the re-spiritualization. Is simply nothing more than them going back to the roots before the 4th century of paganism. That's what the Halloween, Christmas, Easter, Columbus Day, Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, Timbuktu Day, Elmer Fudd, whatever. It don't matter. All of the holidays are earmarked for ritualized sacrifice of human beings or sex orgies. Gosh, it sounds crazy, don't it? But it's actually real. That's what they use for markers. Under the guise of holidays. You tell that to other people and they think you're crazy. But then you say you want to see the evidence. No, they run. Please challenge it, man. Anyway, this is recent. So they're slowly but surely re-spiritualizing, accepting homosexual, accepting evolution, little by little, creeping up. That's still not it, though. Here comes a slam dunk. You better sit down on this one. In London, a woman won her case Mother wins a case to kill her disabled child. A mother petitioned the court to kill her 12-year-old child who's disabled, but is breathing on her own, is not on life support, and is not suffering a terminal illness. As he granted her petition, the judge praised this woman for her love and devotion towards her daughter. The girl was to be killed by starvation and dehydration, which took 14 days, and this is death with dignity? I've been hammering on this, hammering on this for 5 years. I'm not going to bang my fist on the desk here. That would be childish, but I am so close to banging my fist on this desk, you don't have no idea. They don't understand. These people do not understand. Belgium's already done it. Now a woman in London has won a case to kill her disabled child. And Oregon's working on it. Texas is working on it. They've been working on it since 1993. They need the right push. The health care bill's got it. And it will go way beyond a disabled child. People with disabilities, people suffering from mental illness. Anybody ever heard of ADHD? Now you know what these suckers are setting up. People who are just lonely or old, otherwise healthy, even children, all can be euthanized in countries like Belgium and the Netherlands. Did you know, from according to reports, that 2.5 years ago, Dr. Phil advocated for the mercy killing of people with disabilities. Well, it seems that Dr. Philip Baloney, Buffalo Phil, there you go, Buffaloney Phil, there. I got a new name, Buffaloney Buffalo Bill? Well, I got Buffaloney Phil. He'd be happy to know his dreams now become reality. One mother has successfully petitioned the court to kill her severely disabled daughter. It took her 14 days to die. I am so close, but I'm not going to do it. When are people going to learn? When are you Freemasons going to learn? When are you Freemasons, you secret society members, you joint chief of staff, you people on that side, when are you going to stop being stupid and renounce the blood oath and get back to your families and cut out this nonsense of keeping secrets and get with the program? Trying to promote the Geneva Bible, trying to promote all this heresy out of the churches is going around and lying to people. It's just absolutely egregious. God has got to have some kind of patience. I just tell you what, I don't know. Well, they've made a major move here. Don't you know that Oregon and Texas are going to jump on that with both feet? And now that the Vatican is changing their policies slowly to re-spiritualize, they'll support it. Don't you know? And then they'll bring on the International Rights of the Child that they've been holding back on since 1989. And when that sucker is signed, the child can elect themselves or the state for good of the child. Can then kill your child, and there's not a thing you can do about it but go to jail if you try to stop them. Because Child Protective Service will have hammer. Don't see people see this coming? No, I'm not going to beat on the desk. What can a Christian do? What we're fooling with is supernatural forces. It's what we're dealing with. This ties in with part two from last night. And actually kind of goes hand in hand with what I've been talking about with the broadcasting, actually. But there's different focuses here. What can a Christian do? Well, first of all, I'm going to talk about that right now, and then we'll talk about what are demon spirits to give an idea of what the dickens you're dealing with, the reality of it. And we're not just talking Halloween ooey ooey. We're talking about We're talking about the real supernatural that's around us. But they're trying to keep us all busy. Darn it. Anyway, what can a Christian do? First, you ask the Lord to forgive you for your participation in these satanic rituals, whether you have participated in ignorance or not. John 1, verse 9. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. 1 John 1, 9. Huh. I'm upset. I'm not upset, but I'm just trying to figure out what to do. You know what I mean? 1 John 1, 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, all this going on, I got people coming after me, which is fine for me. I don't care. I can handle them. No deal. No problem. But their big push is there was a civilization before Adam and Eve. Oh, man, they're just coming. You know, he said replenish the earth. Only thing they got to do is have the word replenish, and they've got this whole scenario figured out just from that one word used, replenish. They don't have anywhere documented God said that there was a creation before Adam and Eve. They don't have anything. They say, well, he used replenish. That's all they got to go on. It's like saying we had evolution because they found a tooth somewhere. Look how desperate people are. Instead of going to the truth and what Christians can do, confession of sins, looking at their future, their eternity, and then helping others, they're worried about some creation before Adam and Eve that doesn't even have a substantiation. And they fight for it, tooth and nail. And they get nasty with you, which is fine for me because it's not a problem. But lying to other people that are looking for answers, these Calvinists, Preterists, Wiccan, Freemasons, these secret societies, man, what's wrong with you people? And Wiccan. I may have said that already. I don't know. But what do? We fast. That's got to come. Pray. And you pull down the strongholds. The strong man, demon. People don't understand this. He's there. Satan may have power, but he's not infinite, nor is he almighty. See, God has all the power. He is infinite, and he is almighty. And God has given the born again, blood, brought Holy Ghost, filled believer, power. Can I say that again? The born again, blood brought, Holy Ghost filled believer. You got that? He's given you power and authority over all the powers of darkness. The born again, blood-bought, Holy Ghost-filled believer the power. You kind of take your children by the hand and explain what you've allowed them to do, but you got you so busy, don't have time to do it. Better take time. You ask the forgiveness of your children and seek the face together with them of the Lord. That means you got to renounce that blood oath there, Freemason. And you better not mess around. You better do it now. Stay away from that lodge. Your golf game's not worth it. Second Corinthians 3, verse 6. 3:26. 1 Corinthians 10, 3-6. I'll get it right in a minute. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And in Ephesians 6:12, I've said many times already, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, which are seven, by the way, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Very important. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's the supernatural, because Russia, China, America, Europe, all of them, Scandinavia, Africa, family, they work together. They work together. Do you understand this? Every war that's ever been fought, was pre-planned, pretty much generation ahead. The outcome already determined with 100%, 99% chance of success to the next one. They've all been pre-planned and predetermined, the outcome. Some modification because God's in control, but for the most part, they've all taken place. This is way beyond history books. You see how worthless everything it all is, this world? It's all pre-planned. The wars, Arlington, the death was already pre-planned. Do you understand the implication of what I'm saying? And it can be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. And those of my regular listeners, you've heard me do this before. I'm not going to do it tonight. But that's staggering. They could probably have figured out how many gravestones would be in Arlington before the wars ever happened. You understand this? I couldn't go into American Legion or Marine Corps League building and say that. I couldn't do that. Unless they asked me to do it. But I'd say about three quarters would just get up and walk out. They couldn't handle it. I'd have to leave out the back door if they knew the truth about how this really works. 2 Corinthians 10, 3-6, you know, it talks there that although the apostles are living in bodies of flesh, what this means is they didn't wage the Christian warfare according to the flesh methods or motives, what our flesh shared, lust, desires, and so forth. But the weapons of the Christian warfare are not carnal. So the Christian, for example, does not use swords and guns and strategies in the modern warfare and spreading the Christian gospel from ship to shore, shore to shore, shore to ship, whatever it may be. But they're not only carnal weapons of which the apostle speaking in this case. But the Christian, the born-again Christian, does not use wealth or glory or power or influences being fluent, influencing people, or cleverness to accomplish his own aims. Rather, he uses methods that are mighty in God for pulling down these strongholds and power struggles. You see, faith in the living God, prayer, is the effective weapon of every true soldier of Jesus Christ. Not a weapon. Lord, we have two swords. That's enough. Oh. It's by these that these strongholds are razed up. So the verse in 10:5, the casting down of imaginations, it tells us what's meant by strongholds in verse 4. You see, Paul, when he wrote this, he saw himself as a soldier that's at war against the proud reasoning of man. And arguments which oppose the truth. See, the true character of these kind of arguments is kind of described in against the knowledge of God. You see. It's quite interesting how these things work out. Very interesting. I got a little technical issue here. So, what you got to do as a Christian is know what the Bible says and be able to use it in times of trouble. Be able to use it when you have to. Because God's going to give those opportunities. You see, he's going to give you those opportunities. You know, the true character of all these arguments is kind of, described in the expression against the knowledge of God. In other words, it could be applied today to the reasoning of scientists and evolutionists and philosophers and, shall we say, religionists, who've no room for God in their scheme of things. Don't let those like Ken Ham and others fool you. Preachers today in the high-level TV, they've turned themselves over to the other side, as evidenced by their own words. You know, the apostle is in no mood at this point to sign a truce with these kind of people. Rather, he's felt committed to every thought into captivity to obeying Christ. So, all the men's teachings that and this applies today, speculations have got to be judged in the light of the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Paul, he's been targeted by all these people. He's got 12 books in the Bible, maybe 13, if you count Hebrews. Paul would not condemn human reasoning as such, but he had warned that we have to not allow our intellects to be exercised in defiance of God's plan and God's commandments and disobedience to him. So, as a real soldier of Jesus Christ, is not with weapons of carnal use. See, this apostle was ready to punish all disobedience, but the Corinthians had shown their obedience, first of all. See, he's not going to act against their false teachers at Corinth until he was first sure of the obedience of the believers of all things. You know very well I've talked about 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's the answer right there, but are they going to do it? Even 2 Kings 22:19-20. Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and has rent thy clothes and wept before me, also have heard thee, saith the Lord. So, Christians, involve your children with something which glorifies the Lord. But they've taken us away from that. The re-spiritualization of the church, making sure. TV, making sure. Video games, making sure. They go sit down and eat, they got tablet thing going on. Singing praises, going to place of worship, teaching what's going on, how to be aware of Satan's tactics and stand firm in the service of Jesus Christ only. Isn't that what the church is supposed to be doing? Wouldn't homeschooling actually do that? That's why they don't want you to do it. Common Core, no child left behind. They're making sure they don't do it. And then to keep them medicated, oh, your kid needs this. We're going to put them on sugar. Oh, it's too hyper. You got to bring him down a little bit. Here's 3 or 4 pills. Take the pills. Ha. Wrong. And the vaccines. How many parents don't even know this? If children come to the door, do not give them anything to eat or drink. Give them only the Word of God on this Halloween. Tell them that Jesus loves them and that they're participating in an ungodly ritual. Don't fall in Satan's trap. Take a stand. I don't think the neighbors would like it too much. Everybody's going to say, oh, you're just... See, we're all conditioned. In Christmas, I don't do Christmas because it's pagan. Oh, you're an old Scrooge. You see how they got it covered? They got it covered. I don't do Halloween, or we're going to trick him. You see how it works? Wow. Now you all see the big picture. How it all fits into place just like a jigsaw puzzle. Don't be intimidated by the devil. Intimidation is his main tactic, and he uses those, sometimes don't even know they're being used. If Halloween is imposed upon you, put upon you as a teacher or a student in public schools, hopefully not Christian schools, reject it. You going to dress up today, Halloween? You coming after the party? What party? Halloween party, the office party. No. What do we know? We're going to dress as. Come on. We're going to dress as. You know, notice people dress as their secret desires, their thoughts, as a costume they put on. Where do you think the thoughts come from? Even I, right now, talking to you about this, I have because it's such a ritual. I never did like dressing up for Halloween. I just never did it. I don't do birthdays either. It wasn't for any reason. I just didn't feel comfortable. Of course, now I know why. When I started studying this, now I know why. I didn't do it for any reason. I didn't like it. I just, too much trouble. I joke. I got my costume on. Can't you see? Now I see why my spirit was convicted. Tell all your students or all of your classmates the significance of Halloween. Take a stand for Jesus Christ. Acts 5, verse 29. Acts 5, 29. Then Peter said, and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Removing all decorations having to do with Halloween. Destroy all the items ever used in participation in the ritual. Don't you know that that goes the same thing for Freemasonry? The candy, costumes, trinkets, jack-o'-lanterns, greeting cards, masks, books or any kind. Any other attempt that's in association in any way with the pagan worship. Don't you know that applies also to Freemasonry? You ever thought about that? Oh, yeah. Rollins, J.K. Rollins gave kids power to witchcraft power. That way they feel more powerful because in this world they don't have that power. So your Harry Potter witch literally gave kids power, witchcraft power. How about Bewitched in the 1960s? Remember that? That woman that did the nose thing, make things happen. And Aunt Zelt, or Mother Zelt, or whatever, I don't remember the name. Mark 8:38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. Whew. When he cometh in the glory, and of his Father with the holy angels. Fam, that's Armageddon. That's what they're talking about there. You as a Christian should have nothing to do with things of a holiday that glorify Satan. Easy said, not easy done, huh? Because it's caught into our regular routine. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20 to 21. But I say that these things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. That's no mistake then. See, Satan's time is growing short and he knows it. He's working overtime and now triple overtime. You can guarantee it. And that's to deceive God's people using other people. But in these last days that we're experiencing, there's an outpouring of the Spirit in places that people don't realize. Sometimes they're being hit with the Spirit and don't know it. It's a conviction. God's faithful and He's promised to sustain us. We have to trust and believe in that promise. Colossians 1, 11. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from power of darkness, hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Translated means change your DNA and bring you up. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. You know, God's refining you, just as gold refined the fire to remove its impurities out. Jeremiah 9:7. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? See, our duty is stated in Romans 12:1-2. Therein lies your assignment, your duties. 12:1-2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, now you kind of know the days of the demonic high masses. You're responsible for using the authority and power given to you with faith, the believer, by God through Christ Jesus. The blood is on your hands. You know, if you go to Ezekiel 33:4, Old Testament, of course. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be his own head. Satan may have given up on you for a season, but he works especially hard on these high days, holidays. He tries to seduce, steal, kill, deceive, destroy all your faith in the lives of the believers. He is trying to destroy everything of God, and he's willing to use whatever means. The ends justify the means. That's where that comes from. And that's necessary to carry out the plot to overthrow the living Almighty God. I mentioned earlier today the times of high days, and high days are February the 2nd, exactly, March 24th, I think we're running around close by as of March, May the 1st, D-Day, June 24th, that's June 6th, excuse me, September 24th, October 31st, and November the 1st, and of course, December 24 and 25. Those are high days. And so, 7 to 10 days before each of these high days, that's when you need to increase your spiritual warfare against these powers of darkness in Ephesians 6. You're going to come against Satan and all the emissaries with the blood of Jesus. And you as a believer in Christ Jesus, you've been given power and authority. And power of authority over the powers of darkness, because you're going to need it. When you see the shadow man, slender man, you see other things in your house, which is going to start happening, not for you to run away, but you to reform and rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ. It's coming. You see, every year, thousands of adolescents, young children, and even babies are snatched away and offered as sacrifices during these high days. So often, old people without families, they disappear. They're also used for the sacrifices that's required by, for many powers to work from their life force. It's kind of like the battery. For one reason or another, these police records don't report all these people as missing. Could it be they're in on it too, to a certain extent? You know, parents need to know where the children are at all times, what they're doing and who the children are with, and in the I've talked about this as a website, or I mean a archive I've done on Sister Mac's show one morning a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, something like that. It's up there about self-defense and for children and so forth. But don't allow your children to go in homes that you know nothing about. And teach them that the Lord wants them to have a full, clean life, not a life filled with demonic influences. Can't reject to pray for our children, or at least all the time. Cover them with the blood of Jesus and ask the Lord to put angels about them and protect them. You got to believe in it first in your prayer. But you know, especially prior to and on these so-called high days, remember to pray for the people without families and those who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord. In Luke 10:19, for example, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Matthew 16:19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So you keep yourself, your home, family covered every day, and that with the precious blood of Jesus. And you let Satan know that in the name of Jesus he will not oppress, injure, or take any lives of you and your people or family members. But you got to have that faith. Exodus 12:12. He will see the blood on the beams and the doorpost, and God will not let the angel of death enter the house and kill you. So what can cultists do? As I talked about yesterday. Almost the same thing. When you're a cult, you renounce Satan and all the evils that's in it. Denounce the cult and all the powers of darkness. And then you ask God to forgive all your sins. Wash you in the precious blood of his only begotten Son. Christ Jesus, down on the cross, rose again from the dead, and is coming back. In Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let's put on our armor of light. And 1 John 1:19 goes into, again, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. Just forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He will do it. And Ephesians 5:11-12. And having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Doesn't say judge them. It says reprove. There's a difference. For it's a shame even to speak of these things which are not done of them in secret. And then they profess themselves to be wise. They become fools. Change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to an uncleanness to the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. God ain't playing around. King James Bible 22:24. Yeah. Okay. You know, just like Freemasonry, when you get down to that, you got to destroy all the items ever used in the satanic holiday of Halloween, or in the case of Freemasonry, what you did in the lodge, or any other cultural occult practice, burn all items which can be burned, crush and grind to a fine powder those which can be crushed, melt items that can be melted and either bury or the remains in the depths of the earth or cast in the sea or somewhere, we'll just get rid of it. All the while, apply the precious blood of Jesus and declare to Satan that the blood of Jesus destroys to the uttermost of all powers of darkness. And then ask Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. That's what talks about baptism with water. But also, for an obedience is to baptize in the presence of men when you can. You begin fellowshipping with believers of the Word of God and become involved in the work of the kingdom of God. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. What are demon spirits? And we can talk about Ebola if you want to, or Fukushima or something, I don't know. That's what they want you to do. But the demon spirits are what guides even your Joint Chief of Staff. I sure pick on them, don't I? Demons are actual personalities. It's not a representation of evil. They're wicked, hateful, destroying. And the demon spirits are personalities, just like human spirits are personalities. Demons are spirits, but they have not bodies of which to dwell. You do. They don't. We're spirits with bodies. Little s. Our spirits are from God. Demon spirits are from Satan. So, need to get a clear understanding of the difference between spirit and body and understand how demons operate. And you need to understand how demons operate by praying against them. That's why I do what I do. And some of the prayers. You know, there's a difference between body and spirit, obviously. You got a body, but you are a spirit. So you dwell in your body. You express yourself through spirit, but the faculties of your body. Someone else can see your body, but he cannot see you. Because the real you is a spirit living inside the body of your own. The body is simple, the house, which is I, my spirit, live in. Someday your body will die and return to the dust, but I shall never die, he says. I shall return to God from whence I came. I, this is my spirit, am a personality. I express myself with all my body. So if you'd like to take away my body, I could not express myself. Your spirit. Cut off my tongue, and my spirit could not talk. Cut off my ears, destroy my ears, I could not hear. Put out my eyes, and I could not see. So even though your eyes are blind, ears are deaf, and tongue is cut out, still your spirit is there. But it cannot see, hear, or speak. It's very difficult to express yourself, thus handicapped. Then you proceed further to cut off legs and arms, destroy the sense of smell and vocal cords, and still you have not destroyed the spirit. But the spirit can no longer express itself, so the spirit still has a body, but its faculties of expression have been destroyed. Now, you can understand what's meant when you talk about the difference between spirit and the body and the difference between you and your body. Those demons desire expressions. And man is Satan's tool for destruction. Now, we're coming to the end of the program here. I gave you some idea about what to do. Tomorrow, I'll continue on with what's demon spirits, and we'll talk more about, and we'll see where we get to, how it coordinates with the broadcast. Well, family, appreciate y'all coming by tonight. I threw a lot of stuff at you. A lot of stuff at you. It went by quick, say the least. At least for me, it did. But I know they say financial reset coming, UFO something, the Sarah payoff debt. I don't know. Everybody expects you, because you're a conspiracy theorist, to know all the answers. No, I sure don't. You'll know when it happens, though. I guarantee you that. We're going to close in prayer, family, and then we're going to go our ways. And tomorrow, reminds you that we're played up at highpointradio.net, John Kirkler, highpointradio.net, and New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's going to extend himself and add another tower to it. And so he has sponsors, and he's going to step a line out there and move out with it. Move out as far as increasing it. And he plays our broadcast, our Bible studies, and broadcast Bible studies. Also, I have a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com. Let's close in prayer, and we'll see you all tomorrow at 4. Lord, thank you tonight for being able to come together. Father, we pray to you, Lord. We thank you for our Bible studies. We can share the gospel. Father, to learn what's going on in our lives today, the deceptions being carried out, give us strength and knowledge and wisdom to go over it, to get rid of the destruction. Father, we pray for our family members. Lord, we pray for our friends and relatives and those who have been asked to be prayed for healing. We revisit it. Father, we pray for more times of Bible study. Father, to bring more people in so we can spread that gospel. This I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, family, anything coming up, let me know. And as I said before, I'm not playing little Dolly anymore because Dolly's went on the other side. Big time. So I didn't know it before, but apparently she did, so I can't in good conscience end that with her. Her song. So I got one just close enough. Got one just close enough. Because you see, he came and he rose up from the grave. He's alive. So family, you have a good night tonight. And we're at the end of the week, so y'all get ready. Every week, start looking at that fasting. Probably need to do a program on that for everybody also. Because that fasting is what's going to give you power. Matthew 17:21. But you won't find that in any Bible but the King James. There's about two or three others that have it, but the major Bibles don't have that verse, Matthew 17:21. But King James got it. Y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. This is your watchman. I'm signing off. Forever with his name.